You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's do this. What's up, baby? Yo. What up, little girl? What up, little girl? Why is you crying, huh? You need daddy to make everything all better for you? Jeez. You're acting like some chicks, bruh. Some little girls. They want to be reminded that they little girls.
Little bitch.
Wow.
Bitch.
Sit your pretty ass down and shut your mouth.
Little bitch. Look at you, little bitch.
I'm just here to remind you that the G in baggage is silent.
Go ahead and tell him.
Bitch.
Say it again.
Bitch.
And one more time.
Bitch.
Do it again.
Yeah, that's pronounced bitch.
All right, come on now. The car ain't enough as it is.
Baggage, Murkowski, Clinton.
All y'all. All y'all.
Berkowitz.
Berkowitz?
These are all names that are synonymous with Podesta. Alaska's got a huge rat infestation problem.
Yeah, mouth.
I mean, whatever you think that you're doing is wrong. Maybe you're, I don't know, drug dealing. Maybe you're, what could you possibly be doing? That's worse than killing a fucking kid, man.
Yeah, that's probably the worst, dude.
You're gonna have to excuse me, but I have very strong feelings about this.
No, you're good, dude. That's horribad.
Killing a fucking kid, man. Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I think whenever I said the G and baggage is silent, was your warning if you didn't want to hear cuss words.
Yep.
Because there they went.
Yep.
There they went.
Yep.
Flying right out the window. Zoom. For everybody to hear.
Hi.
Yeah, you remember that, Alaska? You little Alaskan pricks.
Ooh, we got you.
You gonna sit there and talk your little shit?
Burn.
Your little shit.
Burn.
You gonna talk your little shit, little girl?
Burn.
Huh, girlfriend?
Sick burn, dude.
Wow.
Wow.
It just never ends, man.
No, sure doesn't.
They're soon gonna find out.
Well, what's happening, man?
They're getting more and more stupid.
Ooh.
I'd say ballsy, but they have no balls. It's just all stupidity and idiocracy.
Burn.
Idiocy.
Sick burn.
It's dumb.
Sick burn, dude.
It's called fucking harassment, man.
Oh!
Not only is it called harassment, but when you say things that are untrue, it also makes it against the law. On top of being against the law for harassment, but what I'm talking about is federal law.
Ah!
It's called election interference.
Oh, shit!
And it's a federal crime.
Oh, shit!
That's big pound you in the ass prison time, I want you to know.
Oh, shit!
Karma's a bitch, dude. Keep it up.
It's no big deal, really.
Keep it up.
I mean, it's no swear with that.
Keep interfering with this election. Keep it up, please. I want you to.
You just add to your sentence.
So when this is all said and done...
Like I said, you add to your sentence.
You're fucked.
You're so fucked, Bart! Sick Bart, dude!
It's funny. It's funny what people think that they can do.
Yeah!
Because of the status that they don't have.
Oops.
That other people they know have. You understand me?
Coming in loud and clear, Chance.
But when them keyboard warriors get silent because you're coming around and they start hiding and people point you out because you're a keyboard warrior who talks all this shit and has no ball sack to back it up.
Are you mad yet?
Well. What are you gonna do?
Nothing.
You gonna hide like the bitch you are?
Well, you know I am.
That's just what this comes down to.
We're looking for a reaction.
Y'all being a bitch.
We want your reaction.
It's funny.
We need a reaction.
I got so many people that are ready to pounce on you and your whole entire snitch bitch crew.
Oh!
It's funny. It's funny. And I say snitch
bitch,
not because I'm telling. No.
Nah.
They're telling shit that's not the truth.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I know I talked about this in another podcast, but dude, we are going to keep bringing it up because the deep state corruption that you guys don't want to fucking acknowledge. And I'm not talking about the deep state people. They know they're deep state. They know they're corrupt. They know what they're doing is wrong, but they're gonna fucking do it anyway.
How stupid can you be?
I'm talking about you guys who want to sit there and be brainwashed by the media and politicians and these fake bills that they're introducing because you know they're not gonna get them passed, which is why they're begging for your support for them. They're not gonna get these, they're not gonna get the anti-Q bill passed. Let's see it happen.
We are looking for Blue's Clues because we're really smart.
First, you have to prove that Q really fucking exists. If you can't prove that, then you get no bill passed, asshole. Elect me to swat this down. I will swat it down like the fly it is, like the gnat it is. God's wing will swat it down.
Sit still, you little shit.
I'm telling you, bro. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy name be Java.
Hallelujah.
Not Yahweh, Java. That's how you say it. The Y is a J. The W is a V.
Hallelujah.
Change my mind, Java. Why do we call coffee Java? Do you know how many people worship coffee?
Guilty as charged.
They call the thing God. Java. Like, dude. Just like, Jesus is not Jesus, right? If you haven't been following along, his name is Joshua.
Hallelujah.
God. They change his name in the Bible. Like, I mean, you have to get the real ancient Hebrew. You gotta get the real translation. You gotta get the real shit.
There ain't nothing like the real thing.
You gotta get the real thing, man.
Kick you for it one time.
You got the right one, baby. That was probably off key. I don't even care, dude. I don't even care, man. I am so busy right now.
How busy?
I have no capacity to give a fuck.
What?
I don't give a shit right now.
What?
You know what kind of shit is going on in the world? Hello, Adrenochrome? What, do you think that just fucking disappeared? What, yesterday? Because you found out about it a month ago? No! It doesn't just go away. This shit doesn't just go away, people. You have to fight it with every ounce of your being, every second you are awake. Oh, that's not my problem. Fuck you. It is your problem. This is your fucking world. This is your circle of a world that we're in. We're not on a fucking globe. We're in a circular world. Not a spherical, circular. Circles are flat.
It's really not that hard.
With the exception of mountains.
It's really not that hard.
Ground that has risen up. I just got word. I had a wonderful discussion with someone, and this someone is my pick for VP. It's been a long, hard road out of hell, and I've got a ride-along buddy with me now. How do you like them apples? And nothing you can say is gonna change his mind. You're gonna have to prove it, pal.
Shucks.
You know?
Yeah, I think I know, man. He's a good guy, man.
Just...
Yeah, he's a real good guy.
Jeez.
Yeah, jeez, I mean...
Leave me the fuck alone. Like, seriously. Leave me and the good that I'm doing in this world the fuck alone.
Did not see that one coming.
Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit. Like I said, if you don't like all this cussing, see your ass the fuck out of this podcast.
Bye.
I'm tired of fucking holding back, dude.
Yeah, you too.
This is crunch time. This is almost fucking election day.
Skip!
The election day cometh.
Skip!
What, do you think that the election day is gonna be the it?
Skip!
You think that that's gonna be the end of this all? The say all be all?
Skip, skip!
No. No.
Yeet.
You know why?
Yeet.
Cause they're it's, I'd say they're planning to cheat, but they've been cheating this whole time.
Cheaters!
This election
is rigged.
Is already being rigged with early voting.
Told you, rigged.
You didn't have
the
ample time
to do what?
To study your candidates, to get to know your candidates before voting day, boo-hoo.
Jesus Christ, y'all.
You voted early? Guess what? You can't rescind that vote. That doesn't exist.
What?
You cannot take back your vote. I hear, oh, yes, you can. Oh, yeah? How? You gonna impeach somebody?
Well, only I can.
Okay. Sure.
I'm serious, man.
Sure.
You think I'm kidding?
We saw how that worked last time.
Well.
The bastard is still there. The crook is still there in office.
We're trying.
What? Like, what?
What about a recall?
So, yeah, we, the VP and I, we had a really interesting conversation.
Ooh.
A really interesting conversation. The VP pick. His name is Matthew Hudgens.
Sounds
kind of
spicy.
How do you like them apples?
They're all right.
Some of you might know him.
Actually, I do.
Some of you might say, oh, God, him? Oh, yeah, him. Some of you might say, oh, yeah, him? Yeah, buddy, him. That's right. Just as take no shit as me.
Y'all are in for a treat.
If you think I'm something, you ought to see this guy go, man.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
He is something else. Dude, I've got picks as the day is long for everything, bruh.
I pick this one and pick that one.
You think I'm kidding? You think that this is a joke? You think I haven't been running this whole entire time? You think that COVID-19 is real? Wow, this whole thing... I don't even want to get into it, man. But this whole thing is... It's a fucking hoax. Benghazi was a hoax.
Kobe Bryant was a hoax.
Let you wallow on that for a second. I'm going to let you swallow that one.
I said Benghazi was a joke. No, you said hoax.
Because if you think that Benghazi wasn't a hoax, then that means you think that... That those assholes actually raided...
Raided what?
Osama bin Laden and shot him to death. And then dumped his body out into the ocean to give him an honorable and honest burial. Yeah, okay. His son is screaming from the rooftops that he's still alive.
Dad's not dead!
So, I mean, I did my digging. Did you? Who is he? Who could he possibly be?
My glasses!
Osama bin Laden is Barack... Insano Obama.
My glasses.
Insano Obama.
I can't see without my glasses.
Captain Insano. Jeez. The water from the cooler. He spilled the cooler.
I spit on your pity.
You know, these people. They are all crying on the internet. Like, go get a fucking life. Seriously, get a fucking grip.
Steer right up.
They think that they've got me pinned. That I should just throw my hands up in the air and surrender myself. The fuck acid are you smoking, bro? You heard me right. You're smoking acid. You've dumped acid on top of weed, and you're smoking the damn shit. Get a fucking grip on reality, man. You're smoking peyote. Wow, man. God. You're shoving mushrooms up your butt. Like this is the type of shit Trump would say. Hey, man, why don't you go shove some mushrooms up your butt so you can heal yourself, man? You feel much better. Isn't that a lot better, man? Oh no, but man, my butt feels like a psychedelic cyclone, man. What kind of acid are you smoking, man? Are you smoking the Looney Tunes acid?
That's all, folks.
You're smoking acid, bro. Hey, man, you need to stop smoking all my acid, man.
This is my stash. How'd you get into my stash, man? You raided my stepdad's house and got into my stepdad's stash, man.
Sorry,
Jim. Hey, Stan, you want a job? I got a Bill Gates job for you. We're about to retire his ass.
Steer right three, you're out of there.
And motherfuckers be hating Stan, bro. Hey, McSally.
Wait for it.
You can get your McSalad tossed. And Bobby. Oh, I'm not even gonna go there with Bobby Jindal.
Aww.
Yeah, we're just gonna leave that one alone because he doesn't want none, man. He admits defeat. I honor a man that can admit when they've been defeated. So those who can't, admit defeat! You should admit defeat!
Little bitch!
Just saying.
You're smoking acid, man! God, you... You ingested all my peyote up your nose, man! You snorted my peyote! What is wrong with you, man? Don't you know you can't smoke acid, stick shrooms up your butt, and snort peyote, man? Next thing you know, you're gonna go dipping coke in your eyes.
Forewarning, do not dip coke in your eyes. For the love of God. And don't stick shrooms up your butt. Don't get your McSalad tossed unless you're into that. And don't be snorting peyote. Did I cover that one yet?
You're snorting peyote, man.
Golly. Yeah, we had a wonderful conversation on the phone with me and a VP pick. I'm just calling him VP, like, he's VP, bro. Oh, man. And y'all, some of y'all are getting way too big in the britches right now. Way too big in the britches. I mean, it's over everything. Everybody's trying to tempt me because they know who I am. They pretend to not know who I am. And man, they are coming out the woodwork, man. You're coming out the woodwork. Because, you know, they want to mess with the bro, man. They want to mess with the dude.
Can't believe I went there right now.
You can't mess with the dude, man. Unless you're snorting peyote, man. Then you might be able to mess with him.
Don't snort peyote. Don't do peyote. Do not do drugs, my friends. This is what happens whenever you do drugs. You attack people who can destroy you by just looking at you. You think I'm kidding? God. If looks could kill, you'd be a sinner. If looks could kill, I'd be that winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, man.
Golly, man. God, you're snorting all my acid, man. You're just some cocaine up your butt.
Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Man, you're leaking meth in your ear. Well, man, you're on a whole nother level of some shit.
Don't do that. Do not put meth in your ear, kids.
Wow.
I can't believe the nerve of some people, man. But yeah, we had a wonderful conversation. So, you remember the last podcast we were talking about where the rocket hit the firmament dome? If you didn't, you better back it on up. Pause this. Scroll down to the last one. And click play on that. Anyways, Hillary Clinton says that they're gonna smash into the, they're gonna crack the firmament dome. They're gonna smash the glass. Like, that's not what she's coming right out and saying, per se. But I imagine that's what she's insinuating. We will break the glass ceiling. So that, right there, if you want to say, oh, it's taken out of context. If you want to take it out of context, and think about this realistically, we're just gonna put it like that. You wanna like think about this realistically, because the Bible says we live in a glass dome. It is hard like glass. And there is waters above, right? And they break this glass dome, it's gonna be like 40 days and 40 nights of rain, man. We're gonna be swimming again, man. Hey, imagine it. Becoming a fish again, man. They've been doing a 2025 prediction map, and America is flooded. I think it's like Michigan on down is flooded. So Montana, I don't know. It's all the, I don't know. I haven't seen it myself. But from way up high on down, yeah, you gotta get the fuck out of Dodge. Because in 2025, they're predicting, unless we can stop it, that, yeah, motherfuckers is gonna be swimming, bruh. You better start building you an ark right now, nigga. Shit, you better start putting all your animals on that ark. You better find you a chick and hold on tight.
Jesus Christ. Lord, help me.
Look at what all we're up against. It's not just me, bro. It's me and you. It's not just me. It's all of us. So you better start thinking long and hard about what you're gonna do come 2025. That's only 4 years away, my friends. Look how fast this year went. Dude, this year is just come and gone. Summer, they wiped their butt with that one, didn't they? They're like, oh wow, we can't wait till October. Look, in September, man, October. In November? Yeah. Apparently, I've stopped an alien invasion. So congrats on that, right? Yay, I'm gonna pat myself on the back. You can join me here. Here, I put my back down. You can go ahead and pat me. Because I'm way up high. I'm damn near God status now. In a video game sense. Don't be getting your dicks all hard on, oh my God, is he committing blasphemy? No. But I'm damn near God status now. Perhaps I've been the whole time. Hint, hint. Perhaps I've returned on the clouds to tell you the truth. Perhaps I've returned. Perhaps. Just might have. I mean, if you want to call Twitter the cloud, and all the social media is the clouds, and they've been trying to stop me, but gosh darn it, they just can't. They just can't keep me from coming in, riding in on the clouds, man. So who rode in on the white pony? Who rode in on that white horse? Who did that, man? Who is that? Because that's who's next on our list of Begich Podestas and Murkowskis. Like, y'all are through in politics. I don't mean to address you personally, shitbags, but you're done. You are done. Better start thinking of a retirement plan. You better start convoluting the laws now. Wipe your ass with more laws, why don't you? So you can profit on them. Because you're the only ones who can understand the mumbo jumbo in that book. Laws are a fucking book. And it's way bigger than the Bible. The law has way more pages than the Bible will ever think about even having.
Well, man, that's a lot of dead trees. They died in vain.
Do you think I'm kidding?
No.
Of course you don't. You know. How many stupid-ass laws are there? They, like, you can't pick your nose in this state, but you can wipe your ass with your face in that state. You can't screw a dog in that state, but in this state, anything goes.
Man, I'm gonna have to start studying. This is complex.
You can't kill a kid in Alaska no more. So what, you're running to Montana? Or is it Minneapolis, Minnesota? I mean, have I got you fingered yet? Because I'm digging in there for the G-spot. Because remember, the G is silent.
Little bitch!
Are you picking up what I'm putting down, man?
Yep.
Are you catching my drift?
Uh-huh.
Cause it's a cool breeze.
Woo.
Cool fall breeze, man.
Yeah.
Let's just call it cool end of summer breeze.
Yeah.
Summer's still going, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Summer is still here.
Yeah, it is. All right.
Y'all are trying to trick a nigga, man. I ain't missing out on my summer. Cause remember, it's hot girl summer. Hot girl summer, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, it was hot girl summer, sneaky links, fucking summer. And now sneaky link summer is over and it's throw a shorty Tuesday.
And slap ass Wednesday.
It's throw a shorty month. It's short throw short people month. Is there something else, man? There's so many of them and it's so ridiculous and it's so stupid and all it is a stupid trend. Well, guess what? The trend is dead!
He did that?
Do I gotta say it again? The trend is dead!
Oh yeah, he did that alright.
Just saying. The trend is dead. Dude. My mom, I showed her a picture of Phil Anselmo the other day. I'm like, Mom, check this out. And I sent her a Phil Anselmo meme, right? She texts me back. She goes, oh my God, I thought that was you. I could body double for Phil Anselmo. Like, hey, you want to use me as his clone? I'll go and be his body double on stage.
Wouldn't that be something?
Except I'm going to sound a lot more awesome and cooler. He said he wanted to bring more heavy than Pantera. Well, this is it, bro. This is it! Yeah!
Alright!
Fucking blow my vocal cords out, why don't you? Just elect me as president, man. I'm fucking retiring.
That's it!
I'm retiring right now.
That's a wrap!
I'll get up there and freestyle rap my fucking inauguration and all my speeches. I'll get up there and do it. I'll sing them. I don't care, bro. I'll scream them. I'll screamo them. Whatever you want, dude. Just no ska. I won't get up there and ska it. I'll leave that to the real big fish.
Sell out!
Shout out to the real big fish.
With me, oh yeah, sell out!
Dude.
With me tonight.
I can't stand ska music.
Sorry, guys.
You're just gonna have to let it die, man. Just saying. Yeah. Yeah, we had an interesting conversation, me and Mr. VP.
Ugh, spicy.
We're talking about...
What a cliffhanger.
Okay. At first, I didn't understand this. So, now that I understand it, I know how to break it down to you so you can understand what I suggest is hidden in the documents of the JFK file. At least this part of it. Somehow, this is related... Keep an open mind now, because this is going to blow your mind and you're not going to understand it at first. You're not going to want to admit it. You're not gonna care at first. But you're gonna think about this whenever I tell you. So I'm trying to be careful on how I explain this.
I'm thinking.
In the JFK files, apparently they talk about Hitler being kept alive and taken to Argentina. Cool, fine. They took him there, they let things cool down for a bit, and they revived him as this mysterious character, Walt Disney, all of a sudden. Walt before Disney, Hitler before Walt.
What?
I mean, think about it. How many niggas you know named Walt in America? Not very many.
I guess you're right.
So they brought him to Argentina. Hitler didn't shoot himself. Now, these are facts. These are unclassified documents. These are facts. So you can't argue with me. You can't pretend like I'm kidding. Like, I'm making things up, man. Oh, he's a crazy conspiracy theorist. No, the conspiracy is true, my friends. Conspiracies do exist. This is not a theory.
Pay close attention now.
They took Hitler to Argentina. That is a fact. Now, what people are saying, and there has been undeniable evidence, people are showing their evidence, and it makes perfect sense. So you have to kind of rule these as facts then, man. And keep in mind, the JFK document is still heavily redacted. There's a lot we still don't know. But people are saying Walt Disney is Adolf Hitler. They look just alike. Just like Barack Hussein Obama is Osama bin President. Osama bin Laden. So, like, let me get this right. Like, this is what you're saying. Let me get this right. You're telling me, because this is what I said to myself, right? I'm like, what? Like, this doesn't make sense. You're telling me that they nabbed Hitler. He didn't shoot himself. They hit him out in Argentina, gave him a new identity, and he suddenly resurfaced in America where we brought all the other Germans. Oh, yeah. Guten Tag in U.S. You putting the SS in U.S. United States. Putting the SS in United States. Putting the SS in states. Every state has its own constitution. Did you know that? So, yeah. Hitler became Walt Disney. Hence, the guten time that you have at Disney. But this all started with a mouse. Walt, quote unquote, Walt Disney, end quote, says, this all started with a mouse. I don't want people to forget that this all started with a mouse. Great. What mouse? Now I'm talking about a real life mouse, not just this Mickey character, but the real mouse that got called Mickey that they made into a cartoon character. Why was he famous? What did he do? What did they learn? What happened to the mouse? Was it supersizing? Did they supersize in the fries in this mouse? What did they do? Apparently this is the Wunderbar of mice, my friends. This is the Wunderbar. They learned something, my friends. Boy, did they learn something. Look at what all they've done ever since. Big to do. I heard lots of Germans died in the Holocaust, but not a lot of Jews. Remember, my friends, if you've been following me, you already know this. But remember, my friends, anti-Semitism is a trick, and it always works, according to the Jews. A Jew came out and said it. A Jewish woman came out and said it. Well, you know what the Jews do, right? Blood libel. Oh, what's blood libel? Where they drain your body of all the blood? Yeah, they kidnap children, Hansel and Gretel, you know, and they drain your child of all the blood. It's called a blood libel. It's a ritual they do. Ritual sacrifice. Satanic ritual sacrifice. The synagogue of Satan. If you haven't looked up the synagogue of Satan, look it up. It exists. And it is of Jewish origin. I'm just going to go ahead and say this, but like, I kind of feel like Jewish and Hebrew are two different sides of a coin, right? Like, there's been a huge war over Israel, right? And it can't just be the Palestinians. There's something there. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a head scratcher for me. This is the part where I'm scratching my head. It's like, if I could just answer this, then it would be the answer to everything. Or would lead us to the answer of everything. Is there? Like, we have Republicans and Democrats, and like, oh, they're both bad. No, only one side is bad. Nope, they're both bad. Nope, only that side is bad. No, they're both bad. But you know that there are good people in this world, right? So, who are the good people of the, we'll just say, the Jews? Because I've heard that there are fake Jews, and that is the synagogue of Satan. So are the real Jews Hebrew? I really want that to sink in. Like, is there something more to Hebrews? Isn't there a Hebrews chapter in the Bible? Let's look this up. We're gonna do some active researching. Alright? BibleGateway.com. And we're loading. Alright. Let's see, Hebrews. Oh yes! There is a Hebrews chapter in the Bible. Now I knew this. I'm just saying that for added effect. You know what I'm saying? And I want to be thorough, so I'm going to the ancient version of the Bible. Hold on, almost there. I think it's this one. So we're going to go into Hebrews, right? And we're just going to read the first part of Hebrews, right? Hebrews 1, right? God having spoken in many parts and in many ways formerly to the fathers in the prophets, at the end of these days has spoken to us in the person of the Son. Basically, at the end of these days has spoken to us in Son. S-O-N. Whom he hath established heir of all things. Meaning, a person who inherits or is entitled by law or by the terms of a will to inherit the estate of another. You understand? Inheriting the kingdom of God. A person who succeeds or is in line to succeed. A hereditary rank, title, office. One who receives or is expected to receive a heritage as of ideas from a predecessor. So the Son, whom he, God in the heavens, has established heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So apparently there's more than one world now. There's more than one snow globe, my friends. Who, being the effulgence of his glory, and the expression of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power, having made by himself the purifications of our sins, set himself down on the right hand of the greatness on high, taking a place by so much better than the angels, as he inherits a name more excellent than they. For to which the angels said, he ever, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him for father. And he shall be to me for son. And again, when he brings in the firstborn into the habitable world, he says, and let all God's angels worship him. And as to the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But as to the Son, thy throne, O God, is to the age of the age, and the scepter of uprightness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hast hated lawlessness. Therefore God, thy God, has anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy companions. And thou, in the beginning, Lord, has founded the earth. Amen.